To a large extent, Kate Foley grew up in the cafe her father co-owned, waiting tables and becoming friends with hundreds of customers. But when she decided she wanted to buy half of the business owned by her father's partner, she ran into a big challenge: money. She was worried that Coal Mountain Cafe would be sold or even closed.
You can grab a seat wherever you'd like.
There's one long, narrow room, a dozen or so tables, and an atmosphere that's easygoing, unpretentious. The walls are decorated with the works of local artists.
Not quite Cheers, but you could come in and there's no question there'll be somebody here that you could join at the table if you're by yourself, or somebody to say hello to.
That's Colleen Foley, Kate's mother. Her husband Jack and his friend David Brown opened the restaurant in 1999, and each owned half.
We'll do the creamy butternut soup and the...
The two men ran the restaurant together until Jack's death in 2012. And finally, Colleen Foley and David Brown decided it wasn't the same. They were tired and would put the cafe on the market. And it was that for sale sign that finally got to Kate Foley.
I realized after people kept coming to look at it that I was becoming really distraught at the thought that someone might actually buy it.
That made David Brown very happy.
It was a great thing. It was wonderful. She's fresh. She has a lot of new ideas.
But the problem is, how do you come up with $50,000 when you've just graduated from college and have student loans?
And I realized with, working as a waitress, my debt-to-income ratio was not very ideal.
So she didn't go to a traditional bank. She turned online to Kickstarter, the internet crowdfunding website in which people donate money to projects or causes they find interesting or worthwhile. Her mother, Colleen, was skeptical.
And I said, who is going to give you enough money to buy a business? She goes, well, what do we have to lose?
Nationally, more and more small businesses are turning to crowdfunding, says Ethan Mullick, a business professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Small business turning to crowdfunding is relatively new. It's amazing how effective crowdfunding seems to be in helping people start businesses.
Since Kickstarter began in 2009, about $1.5 billion has been raised for about 77,000 projects, ranging from businesses to the arts. And in the North Country, Molly White, an official with the Northern Community Investment Corporation, says more and more local businesses are trying it. And the ones that succeed seem to have one thing in common, a strong community around them.
Coal Mountain Cafe had a very loyal client base who understood that if the Kickstarter wasn't successful, that it's possible that they wouldn't be in business any longer.
One of those loyal clients is Lon Weston of Bethlehem, who worried the restaurant might close.
It's an icon in the community, and it's a social center.
He chipped in money, along with more than 200 other people, and suddenly last October, Kate Foley had $53,000.
It was, tremendously exciting, obviously, and I did still feel very humbled that many people wanted to support me or believed in me.
Kate bought the other half of the restaurant, so she and her mom co-own the place, and she's busy hustling back and forth between the tables and the kitchens. But now, she's an owner.
Would you like anything else with your dinners?
No, thank you.
Enjoy.
Sitting in the cafe on a Friday morning, Kate's mom, Colleen, says she got something more valuable than the money from the effort.
I think the thing that we've learned most from this whole experience is that you never travel through life alone. You can't imagine how many people are around with you and in support, supporting you. And that was a wonderful lesson for me.
For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.